SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, police deployed to separate rival protests in Australia's capital cities and regional centres. The widow of Conservative political activist Charlie Kirk speaks out. And in sport, Australian Jai Hindley closing in on a podium finish at the Vuelta a España. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Rival protests have been held in Australia's capital cities and regional centres, with police deployed to separate the rally attendees to prevent clashes. It comes 2 weeks after anti-immigration rallies were attended by a number of neo-Nazis, with arrests made in Melbourne over an alleged attack on an Indigenous sacred site called Camp Sovereignty. In Melbourne, about 150 police officers, including members of the riot squad, separated two protests near State Parliament House. Addressing the thousands assembled at the Indigenous Sovereignty March in Melbourne, Wurundjeri woman Dr. Mandy Nicholson says it's important to stand up against hate.
From the elders and our ancestors, they give us that foundation to be able to say, hey, we will fight against any hatred. We will fight until the next generation has to fight, the next generation has to fight, until we don't have to fight anymore.
And in Sydney, a large group of protesters have marched through the CBD under the banner Australia Unites Against Government Corruption. The rally brings together several protest groups with a variety of grievances, covering cost of living pressures, declining health outcomes, anti-corruption, anti-vaccine concerns, and anti-immigration. Many in the crowd waved Australian flags or had it wrapped around them. This protester says he's not happy with the current government.
Because I'm Australian and I'm here with my Australian friends, and I want to celebrate this country as it is, with its people and its culture, with a government that can do its job properly. Albo, you're not doing your job properly, mate.
New South Wales police say there were no serious incidents or injuries during the protests. One man was arrested in Hyde Park for breaching the peace. Similar rallies were also organised in capital cities around Australia and in other locations, including Cairns. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has urged those attending rival protests to remain respectful and to refrain from adding to tensions that could spill over into political violence.
The leader of the state, I'm going to do everything I can with New South Wales Police that if anyone that crosses that line and their opinion jumps from just an opinion into forcing someone to believe it or trying to assault someone because they don't believe it, we're going to throw the book at you. If you're going to have a protest, have your say, but don't try and assault someone. Political violence has no role and no place in Australia, and we need to confront it wherever we see it.
Only hours remain before polls close at 6 p.m. in the New South Wales by-election in the seat of Kiama. About 60,000 voters will choose from among 13 candidates to replace Gareth Ward, who resigned just before a bipartisan vote to expel him from Parliament after his sexual assault convictions. Before the then Liberal MP won the seat in 2011, Labor had held it for the 3 decades from its re-establishment. Today's vote could see the seat return to Labor hands, but the Coalition has said it won't go down without a fight. The widow of Conservative political activist Charlie Kirk has spoken publicly for the first time since her husband's assassination at Utah Valley University. Police have apprehended 22-year-old suspect Tyler Robinson over the shooting. They say a family friend approached police after the suspect confided in his father. Speaking during a live stream from her husband's Turning Point USA office, Erica Kirk says she's determined his message and mission will be louder and greater than ever.
They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country.
And to sport. In cycling, Australian Jai Hindley is within reach of a podium finish at the Vuelta a España, with only two stages remaining in the race. Belgium's Jasper Philipsen won stage 19, crossing the finish line after a bunch sprint. The overall standings have Hindley in fourth place, 39 seconds behind Tom Pidcock. Jonas Vingegaard is the overall leader. At the end of stage 19, Jasper Philipsen says that final stretch took a lot out of him.
Yeah, it was a really, really tough finish line. Definitely after 11 days not going as deep, it hurts. Yeah, we know what it was going to be like, and final 250 meters was more flat, but yeah, before the team did an amazing pool and amazing timing towards the last kilometer, and it was just the final kilometer all out.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.